Now let's step to the Metro PCS phone lines and catch up with Matt Miller from Bleacher Report. You can find Matt on Twitter at NFL Draft Scout. Matt, how's everything going today, buddy? Busy time in the NFL. Never a downtime in the offseason.
It's busy time for sure. I was just explaining to my wife why I had to stay up late tonight because free agency officially starts at midnight. So there is no off season, and if you don't work in the NFL, that may not make sense. But as you guys know, it's from one week to the next, it seems like there's always some landmark NFL event that we're covering. So it's exciting for sure.
There's always some news in the NFL, that's for sure, the way they've spread it out through the calendar year. And now it really intense for the Miami Dolphins when it comes to free agency. And everyone's been talking over the last month about the offensive line needs for the Miami Dolphins, throwing names out like Eugene Monroe from Baltimore, Brandon Albers from Kansas City, Zach Strife from New Orleans, just three of the many names. How do you see the Miami Dolphins attacking free agency when it comes to the offensive line?
Well, I agree that that's a huge priority. And we saw last year, you know, they were aggressive in fixing the defense. And I think, you know, albeit a new general manager, that they have to have that same intensity this year when addressing the offensive line. And, you know, you mentioned some big names there. Eugene Monroe is going to command a lot of money, maybe in the $9 to $10 million a year range at left tackle. He might be worth that. I think Brandon Albert, we saw Darnell Dockett tweeted today that Albert's going to the Cardinals. Yeah. We'll see if that's true or not in a few days. But, you know, Brandon Albert, there's obviously the South Florida connection. A lot of people made that same connection last year at this time and thought that if Albert wasn't tagged, he would end up down there. But I would expect, given where Miami's picking in the draft at 19, the way the draft class looks at tackle, and then the depth of the offensive tackle, especially left tackle position in free agency, I would expect that they go out and find a guy in free agency who could be that, you know, cornerstone left tackle player, whether that's Monroe or Albert, Anthony Collins, you know, a guy like Jared Belgier from Oakland. There are enough quality left tackles that I would expect them to be pretty aggressive there.
And Matt, is it advantageous for the Miami Dolphins being at 19 when it comes to May's draft that they're going to get a quality guy because of the depth of this draft in the offensive line? You've got Martin from Notre Dame. You've got Luan from Michigan, who probably won't be there at 19, but you never know. But there's a lot of depth. I know there's a tackle from Clemson that escapes my mind I really liked at the Senior Bowl. There's plenty of depth where they can go and get maybe one or two in free agency and still get a quality starter at 19.
Yeah, I think so. At 19, like you said, you know, Zach Martin from Notre Dame is an exciting guy because he can play a couple different spots for you on the line. I think he could play left or right tackle. Could probably be an all-pro at guard if he were moved inside. The player you mentioned, Brandon Thomas from Clemson,
yes,
played very well at left tackle for Clemson. He's a bit small, so probably a guard at the next level. But, again, a guy I think could be very good at that position. And then the offensive line spot, I would say you have that top tier. Greg Robinson, Jake Matthews, Taylor Lewan, and then there's a decent drop-off to Zach Martin, guys like Morgan Moses from Virginia, and that next group. So the Dolphins, even if they don't get a guy 19, you have to feel pretty good about what you can get in round two because of guys like Brandon Thomas at guard, David Yankee from Stanford, another guy there, you know, Marcus Martin at USC who can play center, can also play guard. So there's a lot of versatile guys and a lot of flexibility that would allow the front office.
Matt, there's another area of Dolphins are of concern for the Miami Dolphins, and that's their defensive line, because you have Randy Starks and Paul Soliai who are set to become free agents next Tuesday. Seattle won the Super Bowl investing a lot of money and bringing in free agents last year to that defensive line. You know, this is a copycat league. Do you see teams trying to poach those two defensive tackles from Miami and bolster their defensive lines?
You know, I do, and that's something that I've heard mentioned a lot, is that, you know, that with the play of Starks, Soliai, they could be guys who get poached, especially the maybe winning teams who are just looking to fill a hole, you know, and feel like they're a position or two away. So I wouldn't be surprised to see that happen. But I also think that you have to look, you know, at you know, trying to bolster that yourselves. You know, if you lose both those guys, what is your plan? Is it to draft, you know, someone like Lewis Nix at 19? Is it, you know, the belief that Jared Odrick can be your you know, your interior pass rusher? So I think you have to also look at free agency as an area where, okay, are we replacing Randy Starks? Are we going to go try to get Henry Melton or, you know, Clinton McDonald, the guy who played in Seattle? So maybe start to pull away some of their depth of guys to a bigger role. But I agree. Defensive tackle, you know, everyone talks about offensive line in Miami because of what's going down there, but defensive tackle to me is just as important because you have to build that defense from the inside out. And I think interior pressure is so important in this day and age that you have to have a good pass rushing D-tackle. And if you lose Randy Starks, who are you going to put in at that spot to replace his production?
Matt, you understand the things that the Miami Dolphins needs, the D-line, O-line, running back, and I'm even thinking about tight end, you know, just for the future. And free agency is about to hit, but really you need to be able to build your roster through that 25 down, all the way down to the bottom. Who are some of those guys that's going to be in the draft? Because we're all right now about the names, the number one, two, and all of those different positions. Who's one of those, a few of those guys that you can give us that's some players that's on the rise or some of their stocks that's dropping that's coming out of this draft this year?
Well, a guy who I would love for Miami's Aaron Donald from Pitt at defensive tackle. I don't know that he's going to be there at 19 now because you talk about a guy who's rising. I mean, he had a great senior season, highly decorated defensive tackle, and then had a great Senior Bowl, then had a great combine. So now we're at the point where he may have pushed himself out of your range there at defensive tackle. So I do think that Timmy Jernigan from Florida State, still a riser who could be there at 19, you know, was inconsistent at times this year, but we all saw his dominance in the national championship game and could definitely step in and play that three tech position. But, you know, guys, you're talking about, you know, tight end, guys who are moving up. I think Ricky Rogers from Cal is an exciting guy who you're not going to hear a lot about because of Eric Ebron and Jason Morrow. But Ricky Rogers is one of those athletes, a guy about 245 who can move around, who can flex him out, he can go in motion, can be kind of a game changer or at least a chess piece on offense. I think he's someone who is quietly moving upwards that maybe the casual fan doesn't know a ton about right now.
Getting a chance to catch up with Bleacher Report's Matt Miller. You can find him on Twitter at NFL Draft Scout. One more for you, Matt, and that's at the position of running back. We've been focusing a lot on the needs of offensive linemen, and that goes hand in hand, offensive line and the running game for the Miami Dolphins. Do you see the Miami Dolphins going out and getting a veteran in free agency at the running back position?
No, I don't, and the reason for that is because of the depth at that position in the draft. I just don't think it would be smart team building. When you have so many good running backs in this year's draft class, and that's, you know, bolstered by all the underclassmen that came out, and you could spend a fourth-round pick and get a quality running back who you're going to work in tandem with Lamar Miller, who I know has been a bit of a disappointment, but, you know, if you can get Andre Williams from Boston College in the fourth round, and that's a great value for you. And then you're not paying a veteran running back to come in. I mean, if that's a spot they want to check off the list, it wouldn't surprise me necessarily. But I guess if I were calling the shots, I would rather invest in a young draft pick who has a ton of potential instead of maybe overpaying a guy like Knowshon Moreno or, you know, Ahmad Bradshaw, someone who you know who you're getting, but you don't know how much wear and tear they have left. I think going younger and even cheaper is the better move for Miami.
Offensive line for the Miami Dolphins, Matt, in our opinion. Hey, thanks for spending some time with us, and make sure you get a couple of those get-out-of-jail-free cards for us, Sam, Keith, and myself, when we talk to our wives about our schedules, okay?
Gladly, guys. Have a good night.
Appreciate your time, Matt. Thanks so much.